This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. From the wettest three-month period along the Front Range to the state's largest hailstone, 2023 was a year of climate records for Colorado. State climatologist Russ Schumacher says these extreme weather patterns may become the new normal for the state.
More and longer dry periods, and then when the wet periods come, they may be more extreme as well. But we don't have an attribution of weather patterns.
Schumacher says that as weather patterns in Colorado become more extreme, they also become harder to predict. So the state still doesn't have a clear climate forecast for 2024. On New Year's Eve, Denver Mayor Mike Johnston announced the city has reached its goal to shelter more than 1,000 people living in encampments by the end of 2023. Of those, a quarter have found permanent housing and more than 95% continue to live indoors. Now the city's working to secure long-term housing for those people brought inside, shelter another 1,000 by the end of 2024, and build 3,000 units of income-restricted housing. RTD's buses and trains are cheaper to ride starting today. A local fare is $2.75. That's down from $3. A ride to or from the airport is now $10. And RTD has made its monthly pass much cheaper, $88 instead of $200. RTD leaders say the changes should encourage more ridership and won't have a significant impact on the agency's budget. You are listening to CPR News. In Denver right now, it is 37 degrees in Celsius. That's 3 degrees Celsius.